In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of Blessed Elena Aiello is the life of a great mystic. She had the wounds of Christ. She had visions about the future of humanity and received messages from Jesus. She had much to suffer, but she offered everything with love and generosity for the salvation of sinners and the liberation of souls from purgatory. Her whole life was a continuous love for Jesus, and Jesus blessed her with charisms and moments of heaven, with visions and supernatural ecstasies. Her life is an example for us, who often forget the essentials of life, which is to love God and our neighbor, and we get absorbed by the material problems of daily life. From the year 1860, the process of Italian unity began, and it ended in the year 1870, which did not immediately bring any material advantage to the southern part of the country. On the other hand, the religious situation worsened, as the new authorities fought against the church and promoted anti-clericalism. The worst part for the religious was when the convents were closed between the years 1865 and 1875. The religious had to leave their monasteries. They had to become diocesan priests or lead a private life, working in some parish ministry or teaching. The Freemasons dominated power and presented Italian unity as their praiseworthy quality against the Catholics, who they said lacked any national feeling. Crucifixes were removed from schools, and a secular culture, deprived of any reference to God, was fostered in schools and universities. To have access to important positions, it was necessary to belong to Freemasonry. They presented themselves as the defenders of science and culture, and by all possible means, they spread ideas against the church, as if she were an ally of the rich and an exploiter of the popular classes. The socialists promoted the growth of the class struggle. They presented manual work as the real job, while intellectual work was considered the occupation of the rich. The church was presented as a mummy from the past, and contrary to science and progress. The union between socialism and Freemasonry became strong in their struggle against the church and against God and believers. Blessed Elena Aiello lived in this anti-clerical environment, and with faith and personal effort, with the help of God, she was able to get ahead and organize a new religious congregation. Blessed Elena Aiello was born on April 10th of the year 1895 in the city of Montalto Ufugo in the province of Cosenza, Italy. That same day, she was baptized in the Catholic Church. Her parents were Pasquale Aiello and Teresina Paglilla. Her father was one of the best-known tailors and had a good group of clients. He was considered by all to be a good man and one of unfailing honesty. He respected everyone and was respected by all. He died at the age of 94 in the year 1955. When Blessed Elena Aiello was 4 years old, she showed a special intelligence and repeated the formulas of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. At the age of 6, she learned to read and write, because at that time, and until the year 1920, there were no schools in some municipalities in Italy. At the age of 9, on June 21, 1904, our saint made her first communion in the Church of San Francesco di Paola. From that moment, her life became more religious, and she wanted to go to church frequently to receive Jesus. She even wanted to practice fasting on bread and water sometimes. But her father and her sister were afraid that she might get tuberculosis and ordered her not to. Her mother died on December 1st of the year 1905, leaving 8 children alive, since another 1-year-old had died. Blessed Elena Aiello was the third. At that time, she was 10 years old, and she had to help her father with tailoring and housework. In her free time, she went to church, and every day she tried to attend Mass and receive communion. Blessed Elena Aiello once said that she had had visits from the souls of purgatory who had something to do with her in her life. When the mother of a friend died, she saw her 20 days after her death, sitting in an armchair at the foot of her bed, and she talked to her for about 20 minutes. Early one morning, everyone who was there heard a great noise, as if the door to Blessed Elena Aiello's room had been opened with a great bang. They ran to see what was happening, and she told them in detail about the visit made by the deceased priest, who had come to thank her for the prayers that the whole community had made for his soul. In the year 1950, a witness arriving in Cosenza found his family distressed. His mother was very ill at 73 years old. She had breast cancer. He went to visit the servant of God and told him to entrust the health of his mother to the Lord. Blessed Elena Aiello began to discern for a few moments and then said, "It's nothing. Go to Rome. They'll do radiation treatment for it, and it'll all be gone." The witness communicated this news to his relatives. On December 26, they went with their mother to Rome. The doctor confirmed the diagnosis given by the servant of God, and after applying radiation treatment, all traces of disease disappeared. Another case. A neighbor had 2 tumors, and her husband asked a friend of Blessed Elena Aiello to ask the servant of God to pray for the health of his wife. The servant of God sent him an image of St. Rita of Cascia, with some rose petals received from Cascia, to apply to the sick part of his wife. They applied the image with the rose petals to the patient, and at night the 2 tumors were ruptured. The next morning, the doctor who had gone for surgery found her cured. One day, Blessed Elena Aiello was about to go to the post office when the doorkeeper told her that there was a lady waiting for her in the guest room. She left her bag with her ID card on a small table in the lobby and went to talk to the lady. After talking with her, the lady said goodbye to her and left. The servant of God went to pick up her bag and her ID card, and she did not find it. She called the doorkeeper, who didn't know what had happened. Then the servant of God thought of the devil and rebuked him with strong words, and suddenly the bag with her ID card fell from above in the middle of the lobby. The devil had wanted to take away Blessed Elena Aiello's patience, but he couldn't, and he had to leave disappointed. When the evil one sometimes would make Blessed Elena Aiello's Holy Rosary disappear, when she found it, the Holy Rosary burned her hands. That was a sign that it had been the devil who had taken it away from her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.